Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for this privilege to share your word with your people. I give you glory because I know that, Lord, this word will bring forth salvation and healing and deliverance in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, speak to our heart this morning. Lord, speak your word and let our eyes of understanding be open in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive grace, oh God, this morning and receive your word into our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that every word we share will not stand against us on the day of judgment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for all my hearers this morning that, Lord, you will do new things in their life, new things in their various homes in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Please, Father, accept this word this morning and let every one of us be blessed. Blessed shall be your name, O God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. I want to bless God this morning for giving us this opportunity to share the undiluted word of God with you. I hope I meet you well. I pray for you this morning that, you know, it shall be well with you, that your expectation shall come to manifestation, and God will do wonderful things in your life, in your family, in the name of Jesus. This morning, I know you are expecting a testimony. They are expecting a breakthrough. Now, the purpose why I have come to you this morning is for you to know that that testimony that you are supposed to have given many, many years ago, you are given it in the name of Jesus Christ. There is something that God is about to do in your life. There is something you are trusting God for. And I want you to know that this is the right time that those things are coming to pass. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why this morning I'll be sharing with you on your outstanding testimony. Your outstanding testimony, because it is time for you to give that testimony. So it means that something good is about to happen in your life that will bring forth that testimony. And so it shall be. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are having a new testimony, anywhere you are, can you shout hallelujah? Amen. Wonderful. Now, testimony is a form of praise and honor to Christ. You know, testimony is a form of, you know, praise is a form of honor to Christ. Let's say Psalm 66, verse 16. Psalm 66, verse 16.
Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul.
Come and hear, all ye that fear God, I will declare what he has done for my soul. You see, this is your scripture this morning. You are telling people, come and hear what all that, you know, the Lord has done. Come and hear, I will declare what he has done for my soul. You are about to declare them. You are about to give back to them. People will celebrate with you right now. As I'm talking, those things that have been delaying your life, every delayed testimony, they are coming to pass now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now hear me, testimony is an uncommon expression, uncommon gratitude, uncommon display of appreciation given to God as a result of breakthrough, deliverance, solutions, signs and wonders you receive from God after many years of afflictions, of suffering, of burns, and of sorrow. Can you see now? So it is a display of appreciation you give to God. Why? Because of the breakthrough, because of the deliverance. That breakthrough is coming now. That deliverance is coming now. Because of the signs and wonders you receive from God after many years of affliction. You know, when you talk about testimony, you know, the testimony is when God turns your mess into message. The mess of your life. You know, when God changed your test to testimony. When God changed your trial to triumph. When God changed you as a victim to a victor. And that is what you are becoming right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I remember the story of Anna. You know, I love this woman so much. You'll be asking me, why is it that I always mention this woman? It's because God changed her mess to message. And that is why I am preaching her this morning. Can we go to 1 Samuel chapter number 2? Now, you will see that God has done great things for this woman called Hannah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's read from verse 1, you know, 1 Samuel chapter 2, Verse 1.
And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in my salvation.
Verse 2.
There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are guided with strength.
Hallelujah. Now can you see Anna praising God? Anna appreciating God? Why was she appreciating God? Why? Because God turned her barrenness to fruitfulness. You know, God brought an end to the regime of the Satan in her life. God showed her favor. This morning, as we are hearing this word, God will turn you aside. God will turn things that need to be turned in your life. You know, you are having a wonderful miracle as you are hearing me this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So what happened? Barrenness for many years. One day, God answered a prayer. Barrenness gone. I see God. As Anna encountered God, this morning, you are also encountering him. You are having your testimony this morning. Do you know that, you know, he was so positive. That is why if you want anything from God, you know, be positive, as positive minds produce positive lives. You know, a negative mind produce negative things. So you must be positive that God is able to do it for you. You know, this woman, for the first time, she went to the temple and she was praying. Other people were drinking, other people were dancing, other people were doing other things. But Anna secluded herself. Anna went one-to-one with God. You know, she prayed, and what happened? There was a solution. Your solution is coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know that, you know, she called unto God with faith, you know, for a trial to turn to triumph? No, when you call to God by faith, your faith gives birth to your testimony. Your faith. Bible says the just shall live by faith. It is your time, you know, to receive something good now. Many years you have been going here and there. You have been, you know, your heart is scattered. You know, it's like, well, will God do it for me? I tell you, he will do it. He will do it. Do you know that prayer plus faith is equal to testimony? Prayer plus faith gives testimony. Now, when you look at the book of Mark, something also happened there, which I want to draw your heart this morning. In Mark chapter 5, we saw from verse 1, we can't read the whole thing, but we saw Jesus healing a demon-possessed man. This man, we're told that, you know, he was sleeping, you know, in the tomb. He was so satanic, he was so possessed, that even Bible says, you know, that let's read verse 2 to 4 there. Mark 5:2-4. Yes.
And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he has been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him.
Wow. Now, can you see this? The seed of this man is so terrific. You know, the devil greatly possessed him. Nobody can give him solution. Nobody. You know, can you picture it this morning? Do you have such situation? Are you in such situation this morning? That, you know, you've tried. People have tried for you. People have done everything for you. But up till now, there is no solution. You are the person I am talking to this morning. Probably you have been sick and you have used everything. You have gone here and there and there was no solution. You are the one that Jesus is sending me to this morning. Or probably you have been out. You know, you left university or you left school over 7, 9, 10 years ago. And up till now, you are still floating. Nothing you are doing. You are the one God is sending me to this morning. Because God is giving you testimony. So see, this man, you know, Bible says, that man have tried for him, but they failed. Look at verse 5 to 7. Yes.
And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not.
Can you now see that the time of his deliverance has come? The demon could recognize Jesus. Can you see now? Now, this man, you know, always night and day he was in the mountain, in the top, crying and cutting himself with stones. What a terrible situation. Can you imagine how that would look? It was so wide. You know, a man that would break a shell like a flax, like ordinary cotton wool. Can you imagine that now? Now, this man, what he needs is, you know, deliverance. You know? And when he saw Jesus, you know, Jesus gave her a testimony that day. Now, you can never encounter Jesus and remain the same. No, it's not possible. So, now, to bring down the whole thing, because of our time this morning, this man was delivered. You know, the demon, the legion of demons in the life of this man, they moved away into the swine. They went, you know, and possessed the swine. And the swine ran violently into the water, and he died there. But this man was rescued. Can you imagine when a legion is around 6,000 demons living inside a man? What a pity. What a situation. But now, where are we going this morning? At last, the man was delivered. Now, let's read verse 19 to conclude that story.
Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee, and has had compassion on thee.
20.
And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus has done for him, and all men did marvel.
Oh, people will hear your story and they will marvel. People will hear your story, they will give God the glory. People will hear your story, they will celebrate Jesus in your life. Now, can you start to see that this man, when he was delivered, this madman of Gadarene, when he was delivered, he wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus, no, don't go. Just go and be giving your testimony. You be my evangelist in the Pacolis. You be talking about what he has done for you. Look, I told some people to go and do evangelism. They said that we don't know what to preach. I said, go and tell people the things that God has done in your life. Tell them how you are saved. Tell them your life before. Tell them your yesterday. Tell them your today. It will make impression. It will touch the people, and their life also be changed. As the Lord have changed your life, other life shall be changed. I will see you after this time out in Jesus' name.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International. Behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. You are welcome back again in Jesus' name. This morning, we are talking on your outstanding testimony, letting you to know that testimony that you are be looking for is coming right now, and that you are having it right now as I'm giving you this word. And please, when the testimony comes, you are free to call me for us to celebrate, you know, for us to thank God. You know, now, what are the reasons for testimony in Christian's life? Why do we give testimony? Number one reason why we give testimony is to silence our enemy. To silence our enemy. To let the enemy know that, look, you are serving a bigger God. To let the enemy know that, you know, they don't have uttermost power over your life. So, number one is to silence our enemy. Number two, why we give testimony? Testimony shows the greatness of God. It shows that this God is great. Don't forget the issue of the woman with the issue of blood. She gave a testimony. I'm sure we'll get there next week. You know, she told Jesus everything. Jesus Christ said, somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. No, people are saying, how can this man be talking when thousands of people are following you? When people are thronging on you. You know, why are you saying, somebody touch me? But you know what now? This touching is by faith. It's a different touch. Everybody was there. They touched Jesus' body, but this woman, because of her faith, she touched Jesus and power flow. I've told you that prayer plus faith brings testimony. So, number two, testimony shows the greatness of God. You will see his greatness in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, testimony encourages people and gives hope. It will encourage people who are hearing it. I remember one time, somebody was giving testimony of how God used him mightily to do great things. Oh! And I said, Lord Jesus, I would need this thing. That testimony brought me up, brought hope to my life, and it pushed to a realm, to a miraculous realm. You know, it makes me to become what I should be in life. Can you see testimony? So testimony, you know, it will encourage people. So in churches, when they give testimony, please make sure you are there to be encouraged. You know, testimony is another sermon entirely. Testimony is it's also powerful that, you know, it's a faith booster. You know, when you hear a testimony, it will boost your faith to be able to do, you know, things that you think you cannot do for God. So, testimony, you know, it encourages people and also it gives hope. Also, testimony proves our faith. It makes our faith to be original. You know, it makes our faith to be what it should be. You know, testimony of great faith. Can you see now? So I'll be talking on that one next week by the grace of God. The one thing I want you to know this morning is that testimony is so powerful. Now, let me say this morning, before my time starts to run around, the steps to have your outstanding testimony. What are the steps for you to have your outstanding testimony? Number one thing is you must accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Your testimony has not come because you are not living in Christ. Let's see Acts chapter 3, verse number 19. Acts 3, 19.
Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
A time of refreshing is a time of testimony. So you must repent. So you must give your life to God. You know, you must be a genuine Christian. Don't just be a Sunday Christian. Don't just be a casual Christian. Casual Christian will lead you to casualty. If you don't want to be a casualty, then serve God the way God to be served. You know? So you must accept Jesus as your personal Lord and say, number two things, as I said, is that you must have faith in God. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. You see, you must have faith in God. If you want miracle, you must have faith in God. Yes.
And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God.
Have faith in God. Can you see now? You must have faith. Jesus said to them, for you to see your miracle, it takes a faith eye to see it. You must start to imagine, you must start to see it. What can you see right now? You must start to see that this thing I am believing God for, it has come. You must start to, you know, envision it spiritually. You know, that thank you, Jesus. In fact, you must even start to thank him and say, Lord, I thank you. You know, number three steps to have this testimony, always pray with faith. When you pray with faith, prayer of faith brings solution. That's what Bible says in the book of James. You know, James 5:16. Yes, James chapter 5, verse 16.
Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
The effectual fervent prayer. You know, the effectual fervent prayer is a prayer of faith. You know, pray by faith. Pray, you know, you want testimony and you cannot pray. Where will it come from? It's like you want water from government and you have not laid your pipe to connect from government to your house. You know? So how will water flow to your house? No way. Your faith is a connecting power. Your faith connects you to your miracle. Your faith connects you to your breakthrough. It is your faith. So, you know, start to walk by faith. That's why I said the just shall live By faith, you know. Also, you know, you must appreciate the blessings and miracles you have received in the past. You know, appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the miracles. The things that God has done for you in the past. Thank Him. You know, you don't thank Him, you want another one. Mm-mm. Yoruba will say, hey, yini, yini, kenibale shemi. The moment you thank God for the one He has done, He will deal with that. In fact, that one will give you a lively hope. That if He can do that one, He can do it again. Eh? What God has done for A, He can do it for B. And then finally this morning is that, you know, you must convert your testimony through others. You know, what people are saying. Probably somebody was saying that God gave her a child probably after 20 years of marriage. And you are there. And you have the same category. You too, you are barren looking unto God. Convert it. If God can do it for this woman, He can also do it for me. God is not a partial God. What He did for A, He can do it for B. You know, what He did for A, He can do for B. Hallelujah. So also, testimony, you know, it activates the power of God. Hallelujah. See, testimony, it always activates. You know, when people give testimony, testimony activates, you know, God's power. It make it to move from dormancy to activeness in your life. You know, it's like I'm talking again on the reason why we give testimony. You know, so testimony, you know, activate. It activates God's power. Another thing, you know, of testimony, that testimony, it brings permanent joy, happiness, and attracts more blessings. Testimony brings joy. Testimony, people cannot be hearing testimony and not be joyful. They'll be shouting hallelujah. They'll be giving God the glory. They will shout, oh, thank you, Jesus. This is God. I remember one time when we are preaching a place and God healed people. God opened the blind. God, you know, did a lot of miracles there. And people were shouting and they are shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I will never forget. And up till now, He's still doing that. So, if you want permanent joy, why can't you connect to Jesus? You've been hearing about this Jesus. Eh? It is now time for you to be close to Jesus, to give you your miracle, to give you your joy, to give you your blessing. I don't know the blessing you are looking unto God for this morning, but here I am standing as your radio evangelist this morning. I'm standing for you. You can just raise up your hands where you are. That is your signal to heaven. Anywhere you are, raise up your hands. I want to pray for you this morning. You know, the miracle you are expecting will surely come. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank God for all our era this morning, especially those who obey this voice, those who believe in this message, those who are raising up their hands. Lord, I pray that, Lord, let their testimony be released. Let their miracle be released. Lord, I pray every hindrance to their miracle, I remove right now. Lord, I pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, please manifest something good for them right now. Do take them to a higher level. Lord, what man cannot do, start to do in their life. Lord, help them to experience new things in the name of Jesus. As many of them that are yet to be born again, Father, I pray that save their life, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, give them victory over all the power of the devil. Lord, give them victory over every embarrassment of the devil. Lord, heal these people. As many of them looking for you right now in the hospital, in their various homes, please, Father, give their testimony. As many of them who are backward in life, who are failed in life, please, Father, bring them up again. Lord, touch them. Lord, help them. Lord, I pray that, Lord, in this time next week, Lord, when I'm preaching, they'll be telling me of the good things you have done in their life. So it shall be. Thank you, Father. It is done for you in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord in the highest, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I prayed. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. He has done it for you. I'm sure you have your testimony. So you are free to call me, let's get together. You are free to tell me what God has done, and I will stand in faith with you in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, I will see you next week. But tomorrow in church, I love to see you at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, so that you know you can receive abundant joy. The program will start 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thank you so much. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tract in Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books in various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.